taking questions during his annual year-end session with Russian and international media outlets, Vladimir Putin has singled out China for both its strategic and economic links with Russia.
As we know, the Sino-Russia relationship is now at its best. We often call it strategic partnership, which I think is not only at a political level, but also at the economic one. China is Russia's largest trading partner, although bilateral trade volumes have dropped little due to the sluggish oil prices. To my delight, our cooperation has continued to diversify. Recently, trade volumes in high-tech and manufacturing fields have grown significantly. The large cooperation products in aviation, aerospace, energy and nuclear power also look promising.
The Russian president has also taken time to applaud the inclusion of the Chinese currency, the renminbi, into International Monetary Fund's special drawing right basket earlier this year. He also says that when it comes to international issues, both Russia and China are helping maintain world stability.
We share common views in a series of international issues. Undoubtedly, it's a key factor in maintaining stability. We cherish the relationship with China and hope to further push it forward.
On the recent killing of Russia's ambassador to Turkey, Andrei Karlov, Putin says the Russian side remains committed to developing its relations with Turkey. Karlov was shot dead on Monday evening while delivering a speech at an art exhibition in Ankara. His attacker, a 22-year-old member of Ankara's riot police squad, shouted slogans about the battered Syrian city of Aleppo during the attack. He was eventually shot dead by police. Both Russia and Turkey have branded the assassination a failed attempt to derail the rapprochement between the two countries. Putin has also suggested the evacuation of Aleppo would not have been possible without the help of Russia, Iran, and Turkey. At least 34,000 people, both civilians and rebel fighters, have been safely moved out of Aleppo in an operation which has lasted for a week. Putin also says it is time to seek a nationwide ceasefire in Syria. Syrian government forces say Aleppo is now fully under government control. For CRI, I'm Sui.